All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters. We're in the home stretch here. We're going to talk a little Women's World Cup here with a lady that played in it, Angela Kelly of the University of Texas. She is the head soccer coach at Texas right now. Before we get to that, though, a quick word here for Tri-Eagle Energy. Now, not only is Tri-Eagle Energy bringing the energy on Houston Dynamo game days, they're giving Houstonians the power to win free electricity for an entire year. Now, if you want to learn more, text POWER, P-O-W-E-R, to 77177. Sign up for any Power to Win electricity plan and receive two Dynamo game tickets, two T-shirts, and you're automatically enrolled to enter free electricity for a year. Now, each time the Dynamo win a home game, and by the way, they're good at home, a lucky fan has the opportunity to win a free year of electricity. Again, you can also enter to win by texting POWER to 77177. Visit TriEagleEnergy.com to learn more. PUCT hashtag 10064. Angela Kelly and Texas, they are a big part of the Austin soccer scene, UT. And of course, we know Austin FC has just gotten deposits on 30,000 season tickets in a 24-hour span. Well, we talked to Angela Kelly about the World Cup, about Austin FC, and much, much more. This interview occurring a couple of days ago. Angela, thank you for coming on.
It's a pleasure, Glenn.
Yeah, this is always fun. Now, look, I've looked at Canada, so I'm going to start with Canada with you. Defeated Cameroon 1-0, 2-0 over New Zealand. Good win there. Lost their last group game to the Netherlands. They're going to play Sweden, which is going to be a very tough game in the round of 16. Overall, how about some thoughts on the Canadian women's national team?
Yeah, I watched the match, and I thought it was a chess match. I have a lot of respect for Serena Wigman and the Netherlands. Serena was a teammate of mine at the University of North Carolina way back in the day, so I've followed her success, tremendous coach. And I thought her and Kenneth went back and forth in a little bit of a chess match, and it was a great battle. Canada has their track set, and I know that now they'll just be rested and get themselves ready to go in that round of 16.
You know, it's always interesting to me, and just tying it into UT and the Big 12, you know, Kadisha Buchanan, Janine Becky, we've seen them come through Austin. We've seen them at Mike Meyer Stadium against your Longhorns. And, of course, those two girls are women representing WVU and Texas Tech. So there is a little bit of a Big 12 tie here.
Yes, and then you add in Ashley Lawrence in the mix as well that also represent West Virginia. Janine Becky is a tremendous goal scorer. She was a fantastic collegiate player, and she's just continued to develop her game. I believe she's playing over in England. That's a credit to her. And all three of them are playing over in Europe and then just continue to develop. They certainly are cornerstones for Canada in this event, and certainly have many more years to play. So I'm all the Canadian fans will be really excited about that.
Talking to Angela Kelly, head coach of the University of Texas women's soccer team. We've seen some amazing performances. We've seen a bounce back from Australia, Sam Kerr with a four-goal game, Viviane Maduma of the Netherlands, Barbara Bonaceo of Italy, Cristiana Girelli scoring goals for a rising Italy, Oshawala with Nigeria, that's into the round of 16. What sticks out to you? 106 goals have been scored, close to three a game. What sticks out to you in this tournament?
Well, I think just the movement off the ball. There's been a number of goals scored inside the six, and then you're getting more creative finishes from in and around the 12, and then just, you know, you've even seen some bombs from outside the 18. But I think there's a lot of creative movements. The goal that the U.S. scored today was their first goal within two minutes and 50 seconds, I believe, off a corner kick. It was really created by Mewis's near post run. She had great, great flick. That you just can't go beyond talking about that, because that whole goal is not created without that flick and getting in front of that first defender, and then Horan to time her secondary run and to tap that goal in. It just made a statement. You know, I think the U.S. is all about making statements, and they certainly made one the first match, and then they continue to look to get more hungry and a little bit sharper today. I thought they was their greatest challenge playing Sweden, and they look sharp. I thought Rose Lavelle at the 10 was fantastic. And then you have Mewis and Horan who are spraying the ball back and forth, switching the point at ease. And it was a really enjoyable game to watch. I loved the first half, and I think the U.S. Are a team to be reckoned with.
So the U.S. on Monday will take on Spain. Canada will advance to the next round, obviously, round of 16. They'll take on Sweden. We're talking to University of Texas women's head coach Angela Kelly, four NCAA titles at North Carolina, represented the Canadian national team in World Cup competition as well. Does anybody stop the United States, Angela? I just have to ask it real clear like that.
Well, I think, you know, Glenn, it's going to come down to the game of USA versus France. I don't want to get ahead of anybody or jinx anybody, because certainly as a coach, that's something we never do. But if indeed that USA-France matchup occurs, I believe whoever wins that match is going to go on to win the tournament.
What is it you like about France?
Gosh, you know, and I thought they made a great statement in their opener. There's a ton of pressure that's on the host team. I think they stepped up to the plate in that opening match. I think the crowds in the country have really embraced the whole event. But just France is just continuing to answer. And, you know, I thought they started off really strong in the first match, and a little bit of a lull in the second, but you know, they're just setting their minds for the next round of 16 and further. So I think they haven't peaked yet, but they have all the weapons. And gosh, if we really do see a USA France matchup, I believe will it be in the semis or the quarters? Is that where it'll be? That's going to be one heck of a matchup.
Now, you just mentioned something very important. This is a short tournament, which gives you bragging rights for 4 years, and you know tournament competition from your playing days, your coaching days as well. Generally, you have an off day. You got to kind of hope the off day is something that you can kind of get through. But the way this is scheduled out for the United States, the way they've eased into this tournament, now have gotten better competition, obviously, in a very good Sweden heading into the round of 16. That plus this unbelievable depth that they have up front, these have to be two very, very positive things for the United States.
Yes, they do. I mean, I let's knock on wood here, but I haven't seen any really bad injuries that are going to keep any player out of the tournament thus far, which is great. So I think depth is really, really critical. I mean, you look at the Netherlands, and I know Serena's only played close to 14 players. Doesn't seem to be bothering them yet. They obviously have a great fitness base, but if they go to be matched up against a team as deep as United States, who's been able to spray around some minutes, you just never know, right? When it gets down to how many minutes on an individual's legs. But I was a player, and I'm still a coach in the belief that don't talk to me about how many minutes are on my legs when it comes to semifinals or the final of a World Cup. You're going to find all the minutes you need. These players have dreamt about these moments. So I think you can manage a little bit in the round play, maybe in the round of 16. But I'm not a coach that's interested in managing. I'm just interested in winning. And I know that when it gets down to the quarters, the semis, and the finals, you're going to find a ton of players that are going to feel like they haven't even played a match yet because they're going to be ready to go.
Last one before I let you go, because, look, there's no doubt MLS is going to blow up in Austin here. Austin FC is, I think it's 30,000 deposits down for season tickets. It's percolating. It's ascending. It's just gradually growing here now and getting closer with different things being announced with partnerships and season tickets. And now there's, the owner Anthony Precor came out and said there's going to be a pursuit of Chicharito Hernandez, who's at West Ham United, former Manchester United, Mexico star. Do you see this as all ships, when it comes to soccer, will rise with the tide of Austin FC?
1,000%. 1,000%. I could not be more excited that we have an MLS franchise, and Austin FC is, you know, there's a continued buzz, and as you mentioned, it's just continuing to grow. It's going to be a fantastic venue. The city's hungry for it, and I've always am just a fan of the game. Anytime you can experience watching and viewing the game at the highest level, is fantastic. So for our players, you know, we're gonna be great supporters. I'm gonna encourage all of our players to be watching and attending the matches. I'll be attending the training sessions and looking to help out in any way I can. It's just a great environment to continue to grow the game and learn the game. And I think the fans in Austin, I think the fans in South Texas, to be fair, all of Texas, are just really excited to have a team in the southern region of Texas. And if Chicharito happens to put on an Austin FC jersey, watch out, because this town will explode.
Angela, as always, thank you so much for your time. Continued success preparing for the season. I think your first practice match will be on August 16th against Air Force. It's right around the corner. It's coming quickly, the 2019 season. As always, thank you so much for coming on the radio with me.
It's a pleasure, Glenn. We're hard at work here in the 40 acres, and we're counting down the days and just really excited to get everything started. Really appreciate your support, and you're doing a wonderful job covering this Women's World Cup, and I always enjoy listening to your matches.
Angela, thank you very much. It's texassports.com. That's where you go to find out more about the Longhorn program.